In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/birdsfree. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents Birds of Empire Season 2, created by Jason Liu.
The Dead Lakes. Ysata gave his body to the soft yield of the plains, back spreading in every direction beneath the smug sliver of a moon, a menacing night sky swallowing the edges of his worry. White Fang at night reminded him of a feeling that had no name. A sensation of surging quiet that wished to remain hidden. His mouth was moving in prayer to the great Blood Wolf, asking her to look over his people as they set out upon the hunt. With so little meat of late, he felt diminished in his sacred duties as a master of the feed. To nourish his people was the great honor of his life, one he rose to with purpose and care. The burns on his fingers a daily reminder of his calling. It's true he only felt whole when standing in the thick smoke of charring meat. When Ysata heard the call to hunt, he felt his legs carry him to his horse so his horse could carry him to one of the holiest sites among his people. The Dead Lakes were a sprawl of natural basins that had vexed his people for ages. While nothing from frog to fish could live within its waters, they played a sacred part in the daily life of the wolves. The waters were so still, they looked almost frozen in time. There were many tales of their origins. One went that the god of dying forced the god of rain into a violent act of passion, moving the earth god to open her jaws and swallow them both. Ysata could never remember the tales of his people. No place was more dear to a master of the feed, for what kept life from blooming beneath the lake waters gave the people of the plains a gift that made their food the envy of Dakota. Before the dryness, large vessels of the lake water would be spread out on skins and cloth, leaving behind a chalky white substance that they used to season and preserve their meat. They called it salt. Ysata would use it to turn root water and bones into a stew of such rich carnal pleasure that it wasn't uncommon to see two warriors battle over the last bone. Now that the rain stayed away, Yasada and the others had to scrape and sift for the precious crystal, but it still provided. Now, on this night, his mind would not be quiet, for he knew if the pack returned flush with fresh meat, dragging their kills, whooping in victory, he knew if they came with the dawn at their backs, heroes of the hunt. If the gods smiled upon his people, Yasada knew he would be called to the greatest task of his life, to feed the queen at the feast that follows. The old master of feed was ailing, and some said had lost his keen sense of smell that was required of those dealing in taste and flavor. Kind soul that he was, he recognized it was his time and told the queen that Yasada should take his place. The feast that follows was a raucous affair, said to have drawn its name not simply from being a feast that follows the hunt, but rather from an old folk tale about the very first hunt by the people of the plains. Where the story went that the god of the hunt had to outrun the god of hunger in a race to the death. When she lost, the god of hunger swore she would curse the god of the hunt by changing into a great feast that would follow just behind her, but forever be out of her reach. During the feast that follows, a sacrifice was made to both gods, an invocation shouted in hopes that the two might atone and bring abundance to their children. Younger men told tales that in the early days of the feast, a child was sacrificed before the pyre to appease the great blood wolf. Yafa told him it wasn't likely, as their people never favored taking a life that was helpless and couldn't fight back. As he lay upon the plains, Yasada thought of how he would prepare the queen's meal and exactly what it would be. There was a tender, fatty cut of the sacred animal between the heart and stomach that butchers usually reserve for themselves. They called it the crown. The day before the feast, he would salt and crust the meat in a blend of herbs he'd perfected and guarded his entire life. Sage, jasmine root, rosemary, salt, and honey stolen from the bees who guarded the orange trees on the edge of the green expanse. The next day he would build a smoking fire in the way that had been handed down since the lost ages. The feeding pyres were elaborate structures built to burn in a way that enveloped the meat in a sweetly scented smoke, before charring them to unctuous unraveling marvels of salivating delight. Yasada would lay the cut across a bed of snake greens and milk root, smearing fresh goat butter over the top, offering a bowl of sacred salt to the queen as she ate. He bowed his head there on the plains as if all was coming to pass. As he brushed his hands over his face, he noticed a small night flower crushed between his fingers. The smell reminded him of something he had yet to taste, and all that he never would.
Birds of Empire stars Gwendolyn Briley Strand as the Keeper. Written and directed by Jason Liu. Executive produced by Jason Liu, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Shen Yin Hugh. Producer, Lawrence Zanelli. Co-producer, Nick Shanks. Edited and mixed by Will Tendy. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Will Tendy. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Audio engineering by Sarah Ma. Assistant engineer, Alex Chuck. Casting Director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Script Supervisor, J.C. Hines. Production Legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production Accounting, Pin Chen Liu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Birds of Empire is a Q Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q Code Media Inc.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.